Bonnie, you've covered every first lady in modern times since Mamie Eisenhower, you told me.
I have, basically, yes.
Of all of those that you knew and covered, who do you think was the strongest and who was the weakest?
Bess Truman was the weakest, no question in my mind. She simply rejected any kind of function other than shaking hands at the mandatory tea receptions for ladies of standing. She did, and everything she did, she was grumpy about. When you read her books about their tenure, it's really quite sad that she never saw. Now, they lived most of their time, which she enjoyed, living across Pennsylvania Avenue in what is now and has been for many years, the president's guest house. They lived there about 3 years because the White House during that time was totally renovated. But she was delighted not to have to live in the White House. She had no sense of the role of the White House, or what the White House could do, what it symbolizes for this country. She had no grasp of that, which was very sad. You hate for somebody to grump about all of their time as First Lady when it is really such a can be such an effective role for accomplishing things. So I put her as the most ineffective. I think the others, you have to look at them for what they specifically do. Rosalynn Carter certainly did a lot for mental health to make people aware, but it's not a subject that you can get good photo opportunities out of, which is, you know, gets you in the newspapers and on television. So that her choice of fields of subjects was extremely important, but it didn't package very well. Lady Bird's, as we said, is important and lasting, and it was packaged wonderfully and never caused. People sometimes grumble about the money or whatever that Lady Bird was spending on her gardens, which was the best shabby way to look at it. She was a woman who was interested in the environment of this country, not just planting a rose bush here or there. I think Hillary Clinton did not live up to her capabilities at all, which we saw fully developed in the Senate. But she was not she didn't kind of work out her place in the White House as well as she could have, because we saw what she could do as senator and as what she's doing as Secretary of State, and what a powerful candidate she was in the presidential campaign. But Michelle Obama is just now, we haven't even seen her in action for 3 months, and she's already done so much. Europe is just swooning over her.
What do you think is the most important thing a First Lady contributes?
I think a First Lady should contribute concern for some big issue facing the whole country. I'm not saying political issue. I'm specifically not saying that. But a big issue like the environment, which is what Lady Bird was really all about, saving our environment and our history. Eleanor Roosevelt, you could see what her concern was, bringing the part of our country that was banished almost into the darkness of poverty. Then you get into the later times. Now, both of the Bush first ladies did a lot to emphasize literacy. I think that was admirable. I don't think it probably connected that much to the nitty-gritty of black schools that are having such problems keeping their students. I don't think it had any effect on that issue, which is much graver than literacy per se.
Let's talk about the influence that a First Lady might have over her husband. Can you tell me, of those that you covered, who had the most influence over her husband's actions?
I think Hillary Clinton had a great deal of influence, because he respected her her really first class brain and her sense of, I mean, you know, she was top of the class at Yale Law School. She was a person who had academic qualifications and had practice in law. I think he respected her views on just about any subject that that crossed their screen. I certainly knew that Lyndon Johnson took a lot of his very thorny problems to Lady Bird, to talk to Lady Bird about, because he's so held in high regard her good, clear thinking. And but she did, not publicly, but he did that constantly. I don't know, and I didn't get any sense of that with the Bush first ladies, but they certainly probably did more than perhaps was seen publicly. Barbara Bush is such a strong personality that I'm sure that any issue that was current during their tenure, their four-year tenure, that she would have weighed in without hesitation to talk to, about her view, give her views to her husband. I think there's no question about that. Jackie Kennedy didn't care really what John Kennedy was doing as president. She had no bent toward the political world, but she put a lasting legacy, her stamp on the White House with her very careful, historically correct refurbishings, and established it in formal legal way that people could donate accepted gifts, not just any blue knickknack, to the White House if it passed muster. But so she made people much more aware of the White House as a grand treasure of this country, and her stamp will be left on the White House for all the years to come. She also set a very high standard for just elegance. Now, I don't think she had any real care for the common folk. I don't think that figured in her in mentality at all. She was a society girl who had wonderful taste, but I don't think that she had any real compassion for the people who were struggling.